Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And it's a blessing and a calling. And this calling is getting heavy. It's a heavy burden. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most heavenly Father, we thank you. And we praise you for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your salvation that you have provided for us. And your love. We need your help. We need your protection, Father. We need to lean on you more. And we need your forgiveness. Father, I ask that you will put a hedge of protection around the president and the leaders of this country. Draw them to you, O God, to walk in your ways and to have wisdom, your wisdom, on how to lead a people. We seem to be in a bit of chaos. May this nation once and again be a nation that prays and fasts. That we will be a people, as your scripture says, that will fall on our knees. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. We have much sin to be forgiven, Father. I ask that we will be a people who choose you over all. I ask you to bless CSC Talk Radio. Bless Melody Cederstrom, who's my guest today, and her business with the discount gold and silver trading, and those that she meets and works with, her clients. Bless our conversation today. May we bring wisdom and calm and encouragement to all who hear. For such a time as this, I pray for you, for your light and your guidance. Amen. You know, we've seen an awful lot, and my husband's been reading a book that we purchased about a year ago, I think it was, but it is a novel. And it's a novel that's written by Lavoie Finicum. Now, you remember him. He was a man who was shot and killed fighting for property rights and liberty. But there were no riots in the street. There was no national outcry for the loss of liberty and the abuse of liberty against liberty. But abuse of power, it will assuredly was. Decisions made now and consequences later, and I believe we have arrived here at the later. We are reaping the benefits, not the benefits, but the consequences. I mentioned before that there was a book I read to my children when they were little, Inside, Outside, Upside Down. It was a Berenstain Bears book, and we loved their stories. And I've compared it to our world today, to that phrase and that title, but I believe it's much, much worse than just not knowing which way is up and which way is down. The removal of God, the removal of statues, the ignorance of history, no respect for life, no respect for or of others, no respect for property. There is no happiness to be, not with that. We are reaping the consequences of decisions this nation and the people have made. While a college student out, Albert Einstein is said to have humiliated a professor. I don't know if he really humiliated him or not, but he told him that evil is the absence of God. I heard it once said that darkness is simply the absence of light. And I wrote down this morning, well, slavery is the absence of liberty. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote, when the past no longer illuminates the future, the spirit walks in darkness. America, Americans, I fear, are walking in darkness. The zombies feasting, looting, and destroying, yet they gain nothing. We have sat idly by and allowed those who hate God, who hate liberty, who hate freedom, have their way and destroy all that was good and wonderful about our nation. And it didn't just happen in the last year or last 3 years. This has been going on for 100 years or more. A godless nation reaping pure evil. They don't want justice. They want their way. We're not witnessing a revolution. We're witnessing a takeover of a nation. They don't want freedom. They don't want equality. They want to dominate. They don't want no police. That didn't sound like very good grammar, did it? They want federal police. This would be the politicians, not the rioters. They want the men in brown. The decision to give up a portion of your city will have consequences across the land. We are a free people. As a free people, we are done. I will not give up, though. I'm too stubborn to give up, and I will continue to fight. But we need a plan. We need to be prepared. And it is not too late for that.